following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Eureka makes them beat it right along.
So we ran errands. We went to Vaughn's and a couple of other places, and I invented a dish, gnocchi carbonara. Yeah, like pasta carbonara only with gnocchi. And it was really, really delicious. I forgot to put the frozen peas in because I wanted to add peas. And I love peas. Love them, love them, love them. I make a pea salad with mayonnaise and bacon. It's phenomenal. 2 out of 3 isn't bad. Or 1 out of 3, I should say. And then we watched Mommy Dearest, just because we wanted to laugh.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Love them, love them, love them.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 845 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of April, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I forgot to tell you something about last weekend. Big Fatty, you have got to take notes, especially if there's a pea salad recipe. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it is not just hump day. It is not just hump day, y'all. Today is... Y'all, do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Well, if you don't know what it is, y'all, you may have to stop by the Vons and pick up a little something on the way into work, because, y'all, today is Administrative Professionals Day. Big Freddy, what does that mean? Well, y'all, it's also known as Secretary's Day. And, y'all, it is an unofficial secular holiday observed in the United States on the Wednesday of the last full week of April to recognize the work of secretaries, administrative assistants, receptionists, and other administrative support professionals. Y'all, do you know the history of this? Well, National Secretaries Week was created in 1952 through the efforts of Harry F. Klemfuss. Big Fatty Klemfuss! Oh, he must be related to you, Big Fatty Klemfuss! who was a New York publicist working in conjunction with the National Secretaries Association. Klemfuss wanted to encourage more people to consider careers in the secretarial and administrative support field. So, y'all, there you have it. Y'all, that is barbecue ribs and some red rice and a banana. Yes, Big Freddy, a banana. That sounds delicious. Y'all, over the years, Administrative Professionals Week has become one of the largest workplace observances. The event is celebrated worldwide through community events, social gatherings, and individual corporate activities recognizing support staff with gifts. In the United States, the day is often celebrated by giving one's assistants such gifts as flowers, candies, trinkets, lunch at a restaurant, or time off. They suggest that employers support the holiday by providing training opportunities for their administrative staff through continuing education, self-study materials, or seminars. Y'all, nothing says Happy Secretary's Day by, like, a synonym to a seminar, you know. Oh, Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar. So, y'all, if you've forgotten that it's, if you've forgotten it's Secretary's Day, y'all, you better be, like I said, you better be stopping at the Vons, because you know you're gonna be up the proverbial creep, up the creep, Big Fatty, y'all, vulgar, up the creep. up the creek without a paddle. or Without a Humfuss, or whatever his name was. Big Freddy, you've already forgotten. Y'all, speaking of things that we'd like to forget, y'all, that Live It Up is back out. They have brought out a new little show, and y'all, they were drunk. They were drunk, but y'all, they have a new segment on there. It's called The Vons Report. And y'all, it is fabulous. It is just fabulous. And y'all, then there's the Naughty Nanny. The Naughty Nanny report, where Miss West tells about her struggles as a young child when she had babysitters. Y'all, on this latest one, we learned why Miss West is a home pooper. Y'all, he had to ride the toilet backwards and poop with the door open. Y'all, it is no wonder that the poor child is a home pooper. Y'all, that's all I've got to say. And y'all, I understand that these strict rules are also in effect in Walnut Hills. Y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, she was talking about these strange things she likes to eat. And you know, y'all, evidently Big Fatty has pushed one of the sea hag's buttons, y'all, because y'all, she on her Monday show, she talked about how she made suck my ass. And y'all, I've taken a poll, y'all, of many, many people on the Twitter, y'all, I would say that 99% of the people on the Twitter that responded to Big Fatty's comments, y'all, responded in the negative that llama beans are vulgar. They said, yes, Big Fatty, they are vulgar. Y'all, you know, and she's mad now because she was planning on serving that suck my ass at the Rapture dinner. And y'all, I know I have put her into a frenzy, y'all. And y'all, did you hear about this ham? Y'all, did you hear about this ham that she cooked? Y'all, she cooked it for 4 hours in the oven. Now, y'all, she either forgot to turn the oven on, or this has got to be a ham to end all hams, y'all. It has got to be the world's largest ham, because after cooking it for 4 hours, it still was not done, so she had to make scrambled eggs. And y'all, can you? And it's just the two of them. It's just, and you know, Myron doesn't get but a morsel. So, y'all, it's got to be the world's largest ham, or she just forgot to turn the damn oven on. That's all I gotta say. Y'all, over the weekend, I forgot to mention that on Saturday night, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke show. You know, Gavin does that one with that crew, that cast of thousands over there. And y'all, it was a 2-damn-hour show on Saturday night. Oh dear, Gussie, Big Fatty is dropping shit. Anyway, we had a good time. We just had a good time, y'all. I got a verbal spanking. Got a verbal spanking on Tuesday morning, because I have not done my scratch-offs. And y'all, so we're going to get right to it right now. I'm going to do straight bobs first, because y'all, this is the $30,000 fruit loot. And y'all, what I have to do with this is I scratch each game. Y'all, there are 4 games, and I scratch each game to reveal 4 symbols. If the same symbol appears 3 times in the same game line, then I win that prize. So y'all, let's scratch scratch game number 1 right now. Yes, Big Fatty, get to scratching. And y'all, the first one it's a pineapple. Y'all, I hope there's a banana on here. I hope there's a banana, because I will feel lucky if there's a banana. Y'all, this is another pineapple. Oh, dear Gussie. Only need one more pineapple. Oh, dear Gussie, there's a horseshoe. Not a winner yet, Big Fatty, but y'all, I've got one more to go. Let's just see what it is. Let's see what it is. And it's a horseshoe. Not a winner. Go to game number 2. All right, y'all, we're going to game number 2. And game number 2, I have got, what is that? Is that a hot dog? What is that? No, it's cheese. Is that cheese? No, it's a chest. A chest? What kind of chest is that? Okay, it's a treasure chest, now that I can see it. A treasure chest and a diamond. Oh, did I see? And y'all, then there is another treasure chest. Oh, did I see? I think this is how they get you, y'all. Oh, and another diamond. Not a winner, Big Fatty. Go to game number 3. All right, we'll go to game number 3. And y'all, the first one there is a four-leaf clover. And y'all, then there's a four-leaf clover. Oh, Dagasi. And y'all, then there's a, what is that? It's not a four-leaf clover, that's for sure. It's a suitcase or something. No, it's an ingot. An ingot? What does that say? It says ingot. All right, y'all, I guess it's like gold bullion. And y'all, that is not a soup. And then another ingot. And now, y'all, for the final scratch. Here we go. This is going to be the one. Y'all, it is some sort of dynamite. And, because y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but a story about a trip to the Vons is explosive, y'all. No, I'm sorry. It's notes. In other words, that's cash money, y'all. And y'all, then there is what is that? That's a heart. No, it's a strawberry. And y'all, then there's cash money again, and, oh, it's a dice. Not a winner, Big Fatty. Send it on back to Australia with your straight boyfriend. So, not a winner on that one. So, straight Bob, thank you nonetheless. And, y'all, before the day gets away from us, we're going to do one of Miss Wes's. We're going to do one of Miss Wes's, scratch-offs that Gavin sent. But, y'all, first, we need to do this. Make a wish. Tuesday, I went by the P.O. box, because y'all, I've still been given a heads up, and y'all, this is still not what I'm expecting. So y'all, there's just surprises every day for Big Fatty. And y'all, this is, it's a card, and y'all, it is from that David out there in Denver. Oh, dear God, so, you know, David and Brian, they made the hammer saw for Big Fatty. Brian and I play the words with friends quite frequently, y'all. So anyway, y'all inside the car. Y'all, it is inside. It's a bunny rabbit, and y'all, his little eyes move around, and he's got foil ears. Oh, dear, I see that is the cutest little thing, and a little tail. And it says on the inside, "Dear BF, here's hopping. You have a terrific Easter. Hope you have a great day and don't eat too much. Save some for the rest of us." Oh, y'all, it is from Brian and David. Ah, Brad Freddy, that just makes it much more special. And then it says, "P.S. Sorry, this is late." Well, y'all, it is not that late. I just got a grandma card this week. So, David and Brian, that is just the cutest little thing. Thank you so much for that. That really is. It really is. And it's not a kitty. It's not a kitty. So, that's not so bad. Y'all, did I mention that I was on the Stick It With a Poke? A little show Saturday night. Yes, Big Fatty, please move forward. Y'all, I'm behind on the bacon calendar. And, you know, that pea salad, y'all, if it wasn't for the green peas and the mayonnaise, it sounds pretty good. I think the only other ingredient was bacon. Anyway, y'all, for last Thursday, y'all, I am very far behind. Here we go. But, you know, y'all, I'll just read this to you because you know that Hat M loves to be read to. Y'all, life expectancy would grow by leaps and bounds if green vegetables smelled as good as bacon. And, y'all, Doug Lawson said that. Now, y'all, I could not agree more. Y'all, and speaking of this, y'all, I know I have put the sea hag into a frenzy. But, y'all, there is a list of vegetables. That Big Fatty loves. Y'all, I love a good garden salad as long as it doesn't have raw onions on it and the tomatoes. But y'all, you know, the mushrooms and the banana peppers and the different lettuces are just lovely. And croutons, y'all, Big Fatty loves a crouton, and you throw all the blue cheese you want on there. And y'all, then there's the broccoli. Now y'all, I don't eat the asparagus either though, because y'all, who wants to put something, that's in the shape of a shaft with a tip on the end of it in their mouth, especially if it's green and stinks? Ah, Big Fatty, we're having Cheerios. Y'all, I love all the potatoes. I love the mushrooms, the broccoli. Did I mention the broccoli already? The cabbage. Big Fatty loves the cabbage. Of course, it makes him a little gassy, but that's okay. Y'all, the cauliflower, if it has a delicious sauce on it, is good. The green beans, but y'all, that the beans and the peas, you can write Big Fatty off on most of those, but green beans are fine. And the cone, you know Big Fatty loves some of Mother Nature's GPS. But anyway, y'all, there's a list right there, and y'all, if you have to resort to suck my ass or green pea salad, then you know what can I say? Y'all, pea meal bacon is unsmoked back bacon that is used to be brined and rolled in ground yellow pea. Yep, y'all, yellow peas. Y'all, why would you ruin good bacon with ground yellow peas? Today, pea meal bacon is typically rolled in cone meal. Y'all don't have any idea what that means. Y'all, last weekend, better beans and bacon in peace than cakes and ale in fear. Y'all don't have any idea. Y'all, I'm seeing a trend here. You know, y'all with peas and beans on the bacon calendar. Y'all, it's just vulgar. And y'all, Aesop said that. You know, I sop my biscuits into my gravy. Y'all, nothing burps better than bacon. Y'all, yes, you can, Big Fatty. I don't know what you're going to say, but yes, you can. And y'all, Dutch from Dutch said that. And then for today, y'all, for Administrative Professional Secretary's Day, this says Cooney. C-O-U-E-N-N-E, which is French for bacon rind, adds gelatinous texture. Big Fatty, gelatinous texture. And is often placed on the bottom of pans to prevent sticking. Y'all, I presume. Big Fatty, you're just retarded. Y'all, I'm presuming that would also make a lovely fisting lube. Cussy. So anyway, y'all, later tonight I've got to go to a horror meeting. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. Y'all, let's do the classic bingo. That's one of Miss West's thing. Y'all, I don't think I'll be able to do all of this. I may have to report on this after it's over. But y'all, there are four cards here. I'll just tell you what it's like, and then I'll report how Miss West did on tomorrow's little show. On card, what you have to do is you play... Oh, dear God, see, no, I definitely won't have time to finish this. Y'all, there are plenty of numbers here that are the callers. And then, y'all, you go and you scratch off all the callers' numbers. And then you take your cards and see if you've made a bingo. And game number one is worth $2 for one line, $20 for four corners, or $100 for an X. Card two is $2 for four corners. No, $2 a line. $50 for four corners, or the X gets you $500. Card three line is $5, $100 for four corners, and $1,000 for the X. Or card four is $10 for the line, or $100 for the corners, or $10,000 for the X. Dear Gussie, what do you think of that, Vera?
Love them, love them, love them.
Well, most old people really do love the bingo.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.